USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Person of interest in the New York subway shooting Tuesday, Frank James, is now a suspect. FBI agent Michael Driscoll.
Everyone's got a cell phone in their pocket. There's a lot of video out there. If you have digital information that you'd like to share with us in connection with this investigation, please visit FBI.gov/Brooklyn shooting where you can upload that information.
Frank James continues to be at large and was made a suspect after authorities found racist and shocking YouTube videos on his account. Also, the ATF confirmed the gun used in Tuesday morning's attack was bought by Frank James at a pawn shop in Columbus, Ohio in 2011. As promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, dozens of illegal immigrants were bused from Texas to Washington, D.C., where they were dropped off blocks from the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Governor Abbott insists that the federal government is failing to adequately address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A dolphin turned on his trainer and thrashed her in front of a gasping crowd at the Miami Seaquarium over the weekend. Attendee Sharon Carpenter said one of the trainers was either getting hit by a dolphin or being pulled under the water. There were no serious injuries from the incident, and only the parents seemed to be kind of freaked out. Preventing condo collapses is front and center in Florida.
A new effort is underway to prevent another tragedy like last year's condo collapse in South Florida. A letter signed by the entire Florida Democratic Congressional delegation is urging Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to add condominium safety measures to the agenda when state lawmakers meet next week for a special session on redistricting. During the most recent legislative session, the Florida House and Senate failed to pass condo reform legislation. The Surfside collapse killed 98 people last June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden equated Russia's war in Ukraine to genocide, accusing President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Biden made the statement to reporters in Iowa on Tuesday, shortly before boarding Air Force One to return home to Washington. President Biden has no public engagements today. As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is preparing to get worse when Title 42 goes away next month, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership for months on end now on how to fix the problem. Representative Alex Mooney, the Republican from West Virginia on Newsmax last night, says that the Biden administration does not understand free markets, and we can't fix what we don't understand.
I think the Democrats and President Biden think they can spend their way out of an inflation. They don't seem to realize all this out-of-control spending is causing the inflation. I saw the picture earlier of President Ronald Reagan, and I sure wish we had President Reagan or President Trump back in office who understand free market economics, limited government, and that you can't just spend money. We're spending money in the trillions here. Bills come up regularly that spend trillions. Our national debt's $30 trillion. It's completely out of control, and they do not have a solution. Their solution is socialism, which would make it even worse, frankly. They do not understand free market economics. They keep promoting more welfare programs and more spending that is causing this inflation crisis. It's really a disaster.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.